when I was growing up, I would watch ABC cartoons in the morning.
Yeah.
And there was a segment with the genie, and it would say, great thing. Wait, what is it? Great minds think alike. And then genie comes in and he says, no, great minds think differently. And then he would go in and he would talk about how, like,
it's true.
Everyone, like, from Albert Einstein to Thomas Edison, approached life very different and were able to, like, introduce all these cool concepts.
No, I think that's
and
so
it was
accurate.
Like this, like, little in between TV shows, like, bit, you know?
Well, and, like, I mean, the most famous people,
it's great minds think alike, small minds really different.
There it is.
Unless.
Unless
the genie.
Oh, get that plugged in, Louis.
Plug me in and let me feel good.
How do you feel?
Oh, I feel great now. I feel like I'm one with the universe, the podcast universe.
Now get your voice in your ears. And you're ready to go?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready to sit down, have a three-hour podcast.
We actually are having to have a short podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Because we're technically not late.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, we're technically not staying late. We're doing this on our lunch.
Well, we're
time.
Staying late.
Again. Guys, this is the second time I've been on a podcast that you did at lunch.
Look who it is.
Oh, hi. Maybe I'll just, like, hang out staring at this. Oh, I'm Lauren.
And she's on the Slack.
I'm on,
she's
the,
on
Slack.
The Slack.
I'm really bad at being on the Slack, but I'm on there.
It's okay. You contributed something yesterday.
Guys, bougainvillea. But I say bougainvillea because, you know, I'm cool.
It's the pink flowers that you see everywhere. In
yeah,
the
yeah.
last
that
podcast. That I need in my apartment.
So I went to Stephen Suptic's premiere last night, which is why we couldn't do the podcast last night.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're doing it today. But the film was fucking awesome. And
great.
He did an amazing job. And everybody, they had like, they were all there. And it was so cool just to see everybody again. So,
that's
but,
fucking awesome.
But when it comes out, you got to go watch it because it's so good. It's really, really fun. So it's scary. It's funny.
It's
sad.
Spooky.
It's happy.
Yeah, it's great.
Spooky.
Welcome back to We Stay Late,
man.
The podcast where four people sit around, talk about maybe Harry Potter and
probably
Pokemon,
Harry Potter,
and
Pokemon.
Work in the digital media business. And before we begin,
what's happening?
I have to apologize.
Okay.
I made a huge mistake.
Are we not recording?
We are recording.
Okay. I mean, I'm controlling.
I would like
so I
to apologize to all the Australian listeners.
Oh, my God.
Because I forgot a very important city.
Yeah.
And as a token of my shame, I have to wear this shirt.
Oh, my God. You made a shirt.
I'm so happy.
That says, for the
shit.
Listeners at home, this shirt says, Brisbane, hashtag never forget. Because I remembered Sydney, Melbourne. It's not pronounced Melbourne, guys. It's
Melbourne.
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 Adelaide and Perth. Who the hell forgets Brisbane? This guy.
Oh, my God.
That's who.
That's amazing.
So now, as a scarlet letter, as that poor woman had to wear a scarlet letter, I, too, am wearing this shirt to prove that I will never again forget Brisbane. And in a lighter note, I would also like to say that some of our Slack people, our community.
Yes, we need to talk about this. Yes, this is amazing.
You want to talk about it?
No, I want you to talk about it. I want to bask in the glory that is this.
We have, do you know about this?
No.
Okay, well, great. Let me tell you this. We
okay.
have a great community over there, great friends, great family. And two of the Slack members have moved in together and now they're roommates. So shout out.
Oh, my God.
To Kat and Pat.
Kat and Pat.
Kat and Pat.
Kat and Pat.
Congratulations.
And they're going to have like a great like a New York meetup
yeah.
over there.
Oh my God. Okay, wait.
They're doing a whole meetup?
Guys.
Yeah. In November 11th or something.
Oh, I'm not going to be there.
So, yeah, so if you're in New York November 11th, there's going to be some whistlers.
Yeah, a little whistle party.
A little whistle party where everyone go.
I can't whistle.
Can you? I used to only whistle like when you suck it in.
I could get there.
I can make a very loud whistle that we're not going to do right now.
Oh, is that where you put your fingers in your mouth
I
and
actually,
then you scream?
Oh, you
I do,
do
it
that
this
thing.
Way. Don't do it.
I can't do it.
That's
can't
how I
scream do. Very
high. That's how I whistle.
You just scream? So after,
what
are we on? Episode 28, we're off the rails in this one.
I'm glad to know that I inspire such strangeness in you people.
Well, I mean,
it's the only way to go. You know, we're going to die soon, so we might as well be strange and be happy.
Soon.
Soon-ish. In a relative, like, to the universe, I guess.
Right.
Like a blip. So I was looking at a thing the other day that had, it was like one of the charts that shows you where human existence lies in the entire spectrum of the universe of time.
Like nothing.
And it literally is like we are, it was, you couldn't even see the spot by the end of pulling out of all things. Like the entire human existence was like smaller than
zero.
It was like zero. It was basically zero. So since the, you know, even like since the creation of the Earth.
So that's human existence.
So that's human existence in a nutshell.
Yeah, all suck.
So think about your life in particular.
Think about like this podcast in particular.
I'm just kidding. You guys are amazing. Like, I'm so sorry.
Life? Gone.
Gone.
Awesome.
Oh, you know what? We also have something we need to say. Just a brief thing. Really, this episode is brought to you by HelloFresh.
Woo-woo.
So we're going to, we'll go into it a little bit later, but we don't want to mess up like last time. HelloFresh, if you're watching, thank you.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
Thank you, HelloFresh.
I know you're watching.
And if you have a friend named Fresh, say hello to him.
Say hello to him.
And say 15%, I don't know.
Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's what we need to do.
Will
Smith?
We need to get him on.
Yeah.
Get on.
Who's friends with Will Smith?
Actually, it's funny. I'd rather meet like Jaden and
You'd rather meet Jaden?
Yeah, Jaden and Willow. Oh my god, Willow. That's I was just like, what's her name?
I just think it's really cool that like Jaden is named after Jada and Willow is named after Will.
Yeah.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either.
Guys.
It's pretty obvious. It's like right there.
I didn't know their names were Jaden and Willow. So.
Neither did I. That's pretty good.
Well, then that would help.
I knew Jaden. I didn't know Willow.
Yeah, I want to meet them both. I think they're pretty cool.
What's the age difference between those two children?
Look, I think like 2 years.
Yeah, something normal.
That's good. They're nice friends. My older brother, we have a 7-year difference. Mm. So,
wow, that's a lot.
Yeah. My parents wanted to like, they're like, okay, we can only handle one kid at a time for a certain amount of years. So like, we're going to do this one.
So they waited till 7. So it's just like, you're old enough to handle shit on your own.
Now we can take care of this baby.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm. So it's like you were both first children.
No, my oldest brother, he was the guinea pig. For sure.
Oh, okay.
And then as it got down to me, you know, I got relaxed.
My dad is 7 years apart from his brother, who is 7 years apart from their sister.
That's a big span.
Yeah.
That's a lot of time.
It's also very evident in who they are.
Really? In what way?
Because that's literally generational. Like, you have one kid that's in one generation and another kid that's in another.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, that's real weird. Especially, I feel like generations are smaller now too because of the way technology. Like, I feel like screen babies happened sooner.
Yes.
Because the technology changed so much that like we got a different type of person faster.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know if that's the case over time.
Aren't they
calling the
preteens now? Mm. Aren't they calling them like alphas or something?
I'm not calling them anything but screen babies. That's what We Stay Late calls it.
I don't actually know what that means, but I like it.
Because they come out of the womb with a screen.
They
basically
do.
Basically.
Just
like baby boomers.
Screen babies.
Screen babies.
Come out the womb. Here's an iPad.
Sure.
Here's some Twitter followers.
I'm going to believe you. But also, they're now calling the micro generation between Gen X and Gen X and millennials zennials or something really dumb like that.
Oh, because there's an in-between.
I think
I'm on the brink of millennial.
No, I think it's 35 to 41 or something like that.
Oh. I feel like the age of millennials are gone.
Okay, that's fine. I'm 34.
Yeah.
That's
exactly.
Fine.
I'm solidly
a millennial.
Let's be fair. We can basically pick our generations at this point.
Yeah. It's whoever you identify with,
exactly.
I think.
Yeah.
I also have a love-hate relationship with generations because people are like hating on millennials who are fucking awesome.
I know.
Here's the thing, everyone hates on the young, on the current
generation.
And then we'll be one of those old farts at some point going, "Mer, these people,
they
these screen babies."
Yeah, but like think about it. Each generation has like Gandhis and Martin Luther King Jr.'s and like amazing people, right? You just have to accept that. Yeah. Anyway, okay. Rant over.
Rant over.
Cut to 20 years later, and Lauren's just complaining about the children and just being like, right? The kids.
Stupid kids.
That'll be me.
Okay, we have a question from Abang Pinoy.
Oh!
Our friend Abang Pinoy.
Abang Pinoy.
Abang Pinoy.
I got it right
this
time.
Is that how you say that?
Uh-huh.
Oh, dude, I've been wondering.
Now you know.
I've never mentally pronounced it.
I definitely messed up earlier on.
What did
you did?
Say?
I think at the very beginning.
I did. I forgot what I said. Abang Pinoy. I think I said something like that.
I remember not knowing that anime night was anime. I realized on the podcast that it was
anime night.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's
I didn't know it was anime. I didn't know. I read it as like N
anime.
Anime, like an.
Right, like one.
And then anime night. Yeah, so anyway, I was real dumb.
Oh, anime night.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a Pokemon generation eight. I don't know how many generations are there.
Okay, Abeng Benoy asks, you run a hotel. What scent and shape of soap would you have? Additionally, what would you stock in each mini bar fridge?
Oh, my God. Wait, can I answer
this?
Yes,
you can
answer. You were so worried about answering questions.
I was very worried, so don't judge me. But we were just talking about this because I'm obsessed with the smell of rose. So even though it smells like old woman, I would pick rose. And I would mix all the soaps with something that's not old woman-y.
Like what? Like, what's not old
like
woman-y?
Lemon or that doesn't, I mean, those don't work together.
No.
But like grapefruit and lemon together are really good.
Mm.
And like lemon and everything are really good together. And I love rose.
So just lemon. Lemon and rose, but not together.
Yeah. It's like being in Italy and wherever, and England at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would do that. And then the mini fridge would have.
That's the tough one.
Yeah. Because like
I never look in the mini fridge.
Iced coffee.
Yeah?
Iced coffee.
I just go, I'm never buying anything in there, so I just never open it.
Yeah, because it's like $12 for whatever's
for
in the mini fridge.
For opening it.
They have a little tag on it. They're like, warning, if you open this, you owe us like your firstborn child.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, so I can't afford that. I don't have a firstborn child. It's like fucking Rumpelstiltskin sitting in my mini fridge.
If I had to pick a soap, I'd say peaches.
Oh,
that's such a good one.
And then I tie it in with a couple peaches in the fridge.
What?
Oh, look
that's
at
so
you.
Good.
Look at a peach. And then you're like, man, I really want a peach. Open it up. There's a peach. There's never. I want fresh fruit
put that
in.
Peach Pellegrino
okay, that's
inside
a great
your,
addition.
Inside your mini bar?
My what?
Peach Pellegrino.
Get a peach Pellegrino. Get a little peach.
Everything's just peach?
We call peaches.
I like that's the nice. Idea of
play
fresh
Mario Kart?
Fruit.
Yes. Fresh fruit sometimes is needed because I'll have a Coke and I don't know. It's like very sugary. And then I have chips. It's very bassy. Now I want something sweet
light
and citrusy and light. Mm. And, you know.
I can't drink soda anymore.
What?
I don't like soda.
I can't. I used to be able to drink soda. I can't. I get a stomach ache. No, it's the, I think it's the
sugar.
The sugar.
The corn syrup?
Really, I think it is. Because when I drink, like, I can have like an Italian soda.
Can you have Mexican Coke?
I can have Mexican Coke.
That's probably what it is.
Then it's corn syrup.
Yeah. It like, I just feel awful. I feel so awful.
If I was gonna...
Isn't that weird?
If I was gonna pick a soap,
yeah,
it would be a like a ball,
uh-huh.
but like with the bottom like cut off so you could actually place it. It won't just roll everywhere.
Yeah,
but it's mostly a ball. Shea butter with lavender oil in it.
Damn,
I want
like,
that.
That's just it's just a nice it's a nice little it's like you know a little circle so it feels good when you like rub. But
it's kind
you,
of
like
a ball of butter. You know those butter in it.
Oh my god, yes.
Oh my god, guys, we can make our soap into swans.
But I'm just saying, like shea butter
like
feels great.
Yeah, you
lavender
didn't say what shape.
Smells great.
Yeah, I didn't say a sheep.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
going to make... I don't know what I'm going to make it into. A swan. Might
swan.
As well.
Done.
I'll stick
I, yours
with
would have
swan.
To be a peach.
I
no,
guess
you could
so.
Do it.
No.
Could do
oh
it.
My god, it'd be so
I'd
funny
be funny
if
it looks like a little butt.
Totally
like a little peach butt.
Yeah,
little peach butt.
Yeah. Clean your bum. Or something like that.
Clean your bum.
Peach for your peach.
Oh my god. That's amazing. You could go with the whole theme. Like, you could have peach-scented everything.
This sounds very Japanese all of a sudden.
Yeah, let's throw some
it's
low
like
tables in there.
It's like that store in the mall.
The kawaii store?
You know, with
store?
The peach gel.
Oh, yeah. There's a store in the mall that it's like a Japanese store that sells jellies. And it looks really high-end and fancy. And I've been wanting to go inside, but it also seems...
Is it
seems,
here?
Yeah, in the mall. But it's like in the back.
Oh.
And it looks very high-class. It's like called like something
it
with an
so
M.
Fancy.
Like, I can't pronounce it. It starts with an M. They sell Japanese jellies, but it looks like jewelry, but it's jelly. And they sell a peach one. That's the one they're advertising right
yeah.
now.
It's in
and
the
I
want
to do
yeah.
it, but I'm like, I don't know if I could even afford to like breathe in that store. Because it just looks fancy. And I'm like, one day I'm going to go in there.
You're like, wow,
I
this smells
paid,
great. They're
like
$4.
Yeah.
It's probably not
it's
expensive.
Probably like,
excuse
no,
me, ma'am, you're breathing
I,
our air? That's
$4.
Yeah,
$4.
It's just the way it's decorated. I'm like, okay, you're clearly saying expensive treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I haven't gone in because I don't want to be like disappointed with it. I go,
yeah.
oh, I can't afford this expensive treat.
I do that sometimes with like shopping. I'm like, I can't afford that, but it's so cute. Pretty. Walk away.
Yeah.
When you're shopping. See, okay,
seriously,
so for my soap, I had a thought a while ago.
Oh.
That
playing with my head.
Oh, this isn't my headphone thing. I thought it was my headphone.
For the listeners at home, Lauren is playing with Spencer. No, Spencer is playing with Lauren's headphones.
Headphone cord, but I didn't know it was hers. I thought it was mine.
It's okay.
I'm
it's
sorry.
Not
I'm sorry.
So
I saw. So there's on like the Old Spice deodorant, the like stick
I
one.
I use Old Spice. I know.
So you know. This story is now relatable.
Yeah.
On the label, they have different animals that look like they're like in an emblem of some kind, and it says like Wolfridge or
Mine's
something.
Mine's Nighthawk or
Nighthawk.
Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. So they have like these cool things, and I was like, what if you created? What if they did Harry Potter themed deodorant, and for each house you had a different smell?
I would love this, but at the same time, if it didn't smell what I liked, I'd be really disappointed.
Yeah, people
and
would
angry.
Be upset.
Okay, I mean,
valid.
But
that's what
but
it
that's
is.
What
if
it is.
You could, what if you could adjust? Oh, you're right. Then it wouldn't work so well. But we,
I like very feminine smells, and I don't think like.
But you
I
could mean, have a male and a female, different deodorants for the different houses.
Male, female, non-binary.
But where this is going is that I would want to do if I were to have a hotel, I would want to theme it Harry Potter, and then I would want to divide it up into houses.
Whoa.
So you get like the Gryffindor lounge, and then you go up to your dorm.
Oh my god, I'm so into
it. And then you'd have your own scent.
Yeah.
In whatever the dorm is, and then it would have like everything would be themed. So
would
it'd
you
be like
have to
the
be
Gryffindor
sorted?
Emblem. Yeah. Okay. When you come in, you'd have to be sorted.
I'm sorry,
in
I have
house.
To split your family up. Your son's a Gryffindor, you're a Ravenclaw, and the baby's a Hufflepuff. So.
But yeah, you get sorted into houses, and then you would have to go to that place, and you have like the common room there, and then then you have the soap, and it'd be in the shape of whatever the emblem of the house is.
That's nice.
And can you to
I'm
go
into
into
this.
The
you know what
the
problem
wing.
With that is that no one would use the soap, so just take it,
right,
so everyone
soap.
Would
exactly.
smell.
Wait, guys, I also you know that
put
there,
two in there
there is a hotel in
Brisbane.
Brisbane. Nobody forgets about
it's
Brisbane.
It's somewhere. Yeah. I don't think it's in England. I could be wrong. But anyway, that is Harry Potter themed. You get like a dungeon for a room and stuff. It's so cool.
That's
but
terrifying.
That's like
I don't
taking it to
sleep
like
in
the
a dungeon.
Next level. No, I mean like it's stone and
okay.
You know.
Troll.
Because the dungeon has a different connotation.
You're right. It's not
like
a dungeon. They have windows.
That's nice.
And it's above
ground. If I was going to have a dungeon, I'd want it to have windows.
I think. I don't even remember anymore. I put it on my Facebook at one point.
So I'm really upset that at the Universal Harry Potter ride, this is again turning into a Harry Potter podcast, whatever.
I fucking love Harry Potter. I'm into it.
So they have a whole spot where you're supposed to be able to do – have you gotten to the part where they do like they do the plant or herbology with
The mandrakes.
Oh, the mandrakes.
Yeah.
Okay, I want as you're going through the lines, I want people in those things like doing because they have that whole
they
area
it,
set
they
up.
Just,
they need to use that and like have you be.
Are
in
you talking about in the ride, the official.
Yeah, in the ride, like they have in the line as
but
you're going
through
the line.
But they do have mandrakes.
Yeah,
there's
a mandrakes,
whole section,
there, but I want
but
I want the class happening.
Oh.
Like I want the class
and
happening.
Then you
walking through. Yeah.
That'd be great. Yeah. Wow, that would be way more interactive.
Yeah,
and
it'd
that's
be really
like the
cool.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
I am
it's
so
the kind
sorry
of shit
I
love
so much.
No.
That's like the cruddy. That's the bad
it's
part
the
of
shitty
the line.
Part of the
it's
line.
The shitty part of the line. So you're at this point and you're like, I want this to be more exciting in this moment because I've been waiting for an hour.
Yeah.
It needs
right.
to be magical, just
we
like
need to
the book.
Start a petition.
And, okay, and
of 400 and how many people are there on Slack?
Oh yeah.
So we have one more part of the question, which is what would you stock in each mini bar fridge? And I would stock Birdie Bot's Every Flavor Beans.
Oh, yeah.
And Chocolate Frogs.
Mm. Wait, but they don't really need – I mean, Chocolate Frogs cool, but
need
you don't
to be
need Birdie Bot's in there.
Yeah, I know, but I kind of like my jelly beans cool.
Oh.
Like, why not have some cool jelly
it's
beans?
Like frozen grapes.
Is that
what else?
Is that the jelly beans that change
no,
flavors?
Not,
oh.
They don't change flavors. They just are different flavors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like booger.
Like, they're like
– right, Dumbledore ate one. He's like, ooh, there's a bad one.
That was a – earwax is yeah. that what it, is that what the one
I
he
think
pulls
it,
out I think so
I
pretty sure
he
but
has
yeah.
Cockroach clusters
ew
yeah that's right cockroach clusters what else what other treats do they
have you guys he does like the lemon drops but I don't think he calls them lemon drops he calls them lemon somethings
it's an God, I can't
it's
remember.
A lemon something
yeah
yeah
essentially, all the passwords.
Somebody
his,
will tweet
his,
it at
like
us.
His yeah. office are just candies
yeah I know.
So in your hotel do they have to like Gryffindor, they have to like know the password.
Yeah, you have to have a password. Yeah.
Oh my god,
that's
this is
so
great.
Frustrating.
It's
I would
real
so
fun.
End up being Neville, like outside, just like. Oh,
wait.
Man.
Okay. So I know
I don't
you
know.
Guys created like amazing mansion things in the last episode, but this needs to be what you use your billionaire money for.
Yeah, billionaire dollars, yeah, Harry Potter
JK
hotel.
Rowling will totally give Spencer permission to make
hey, Spencer's cool.
Hey,
maybe
Joe.
JK will love, yeah.
Joe, if you're listening.
Yeah.
I love you. Let me make this. Give me all your money. She's the richest woman in the UK, right?
What did you say? Joe?
JK Rowling.
You didn't know her name?
No,
was
I
Joe?
Didn't. I was like, who are you talking about?
I think Joanne.
Joanne?
I call her, I call her Jay.
Yo, Joey.
Yo, Joe.
Okay, that's going a little far.
Too far,
hey,
personal.
I'm in the middle of book two. I think we're friends now.
You're right.
Yeah, didn't she publish like that so that people wouldn't know that she was
a
female?
Woman. Yep.
Yep.
Because because sexism.
Yep, because that.
But she's also, I don't think technically she's the richest woman in the UK anymore because she's donated a lot of her money to charity.
That makes her the richest in heart.
Yes.
Oh, how lovely!
I think the same thing happened to Bill Gates. Like he stopped being the richest.
Yeah, because he's donated a ton of money. Which honestly, at that point, like do that
not?
Shit.
Yeah,
I
you've
would too.
Achieved that. What you're just being an asshole, holding on to it.
Yeah,
anyway,
like,
plus
he's
taking care of his family for like 8 generations.
Yeah,
so it's
they're
like,
gonna be just fine.
She also wrote under the pen name Robert.
Yeah, she wrote
The Cursed Child was under a pen name, right?
Yeah.
And then what?
And
then the other book.
That lipstick. Cuckoo,
not
Cuckoo's
child,
Calling.
Was,
Cuckoo's Calling.
Jungle
and,
Lips. No, that is not the
no,
right thing.
The
Jungle Lips.
What? Is
no,
that her pen name? That's
no,
gonna be
no,
my
no,
pen
no,
name.
No, no,
Jungle
no.
Lips.
Yes.
No, no, no. Secret. It's
right.
Like the secret something.
Yeah. It has a red slash on the
yeah.
front.
What's the
I,
book? The other book.
Which
one?
It,
the other book that she read?
I was told that vacancy,
Career of Evil.
Yeah, something vacancy.
Oh, the casual vacancy.
Casual vacancy. Not
read it.
Under the pseudonym Robert Galbraith.
Yeah, I started and I was just like, that's not Potter.
Yeah.
I kind of stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, we have another question. Yeah. What's your favorite font? Sandra asked. Sandra, shout out Sandra.
Shout out.
You can't do this to me. I have too many favorite fonts.
What's your
fonts.
Favorite font?
Wait, because it depends on the situation
one.
And
know,
what you need it for.
I know.
There is no font that goes for everything.
But there's such good fonts.
Wait. Okay, not papyrus. Okay.
What was
you
that?
Know, because people have been talking about fucking papyrus and Avatar for
I've dropped my
like
yes.
weeks now.
We've
like,
been talking about it before that SNL sketch dropped.
Yeah, we did. We were the first.
We were the first.
We were probably like the 12th, but...
Yeah.
But we were before SNL.
So, this was related to you.
Font.
Shit. Oh, have you seen the Helvetica documentary?
I want
no.
to.
Okay.
I want to see it really bad.
I know I'm a graphic designer. I should watch it, but I'm like,
right.
I'm
okay. So, I have not seen it either. But as a designer, I'm like, this is like one of the most important things I should watch. But I can't bring myself to watch it in case I hate it because I love Helvetica. Helvetica New Light. Extra
yeah,
light,
Helvetica New is
Ultra
good.
Light.
Helvetica's fine.
The Helvetica New is
I like
better
Helvetica
than
New.
Helvetica.
And
it's
I like it when it's really skinny.
Light? You like it in light? Form?
But it might be ultralight that I like better.
Ultralight's really hard to read.
I know, but that's why I like it.
Okay.
It's like
I mean,
perfect for certain situations.
I mean, if you
got to
go classic, I like Jill Sands. Jill Sands has like a nice history to it too and everything. I like your Bebes News.
I mean, that's a classic.
Good.
That's the
nice,
modern one.
It's nice
I really
and
like
clean.
I really like Lemon Milk.
Lemon Milk.
Lemon I've used Lemon Milk in my blog.
Back in 2001,
right
I used Bank Gothic a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's when it was coming out.
Yeah, that
it's
was
in
like,
the Chipotle. Yeah. Chipotle Mexican Grill. That's
Bank
Gothic.
Yep.
So
remember when people used to use Futura
I was a big
all the time?
Squarebold
yeah.
Fan. Squarebold
Vampire Weekend used it too. And
Vampire
it's,
Weekend.
It's a lyric in one of their songs too. I forget.
Futura?
Yeah.
I'm a really big fan of handwriting fonts. I have downloaded about 80 of them onto my
wait,
Photoshop.
So do you mean
that's
like
just trendy right now?
No, not you, like the like not or, like
not
that
brush
weird
stroke.
Is it that
thing?
It looks
no.
like you're actually
like
writing?
It's someone's handwriting that has been turned into font. And each one has the name of that person.
That's cool.
Yeah. I'm half and half on those
I wouldn't use that for design.
It's
but
not very legible depending
it's
on
not,
what you use it for.
It's really not great in any way, shape, or form for design. I just really love handwriting.
I appreciate pretty much all the Blambot fonts because all their
yeah,
comic fonts are
Blambot's
choice.
Great, man.
I like, go ahead.
Yeah, go to Blambot. I think it's Blambot.com. If you make a comic and you need some fonts.
Yeah.
They have free fonts and pro fonts, and they're choice and lovely. And
wait, have you guys heard of
great.
Font Squirrel?
Yeah.
I love Font Squirrel.
And
I
the
think
font.
Everyone should know about Font Squirrel. You can literally find out what a font is by like
inputting.
There's also a site called What the Font.
What the Font?
What the Font?
What the Font?
That sounds even
what
better. Yeah, if you go What the Font, you and it's owned by fonts.com because they got bought. But yeah, if you have a picture of something with some text, you screenshot it, you upload it, and it tells you what the font is, and you're like, oh, sweet.
Most of the time.
Sometimes it has no idea.
Honestly,
it's real funny.
Biggest designer's like helpful thing because people go, I don't know what this thing is, and that's like, don't worry. And I pretend like I know what the font is, and it's just like, no, I just Googled it.
I think, we named some good classic, good one. I like Nougat.
Nougat?
What is that?
Let's see that one.
That's clean. That's nice.
Oh, isn't that said Nougat?
Oh, you know which one I really love?
Maybe
is,
it does.
Is like Gotham.
Candy?
Gotham's nice
Gotham
and classy.
Gotham HTF.
Gotham and Typograph Pro, which is the Conan font, are very similar too. And I remember spending like 8 hours literally trying to find a freak version of Typograph Pro because I needed it.
Yeah.
And I spent the day and I found it. I went
into the
deep
web.
Web to find like a free version of this font because I didn't want to spend $200 on the font
it's
when I was just going to use it for
went
shits and
giggles.
Went onto
the Silk Road, yeah.
Yo, okay. Oh, you know what? Speaking of fonts, that's really pissed me off is the Walt Disney logo.
Okay.
Disney.
It's his handwriting.
For the longest time, I thought that D was like a backwards G.
It's a D.
Me too.
And I cannot for the life of me ever see it as a D.
It's a signature.
And as of right, but his normal signature doesn't look like the official Disney logo.
Okay,
it looks more like a D in his signature.
Well, they like modified it to be like.
But the way that it is, like I have to work so hard and squint and look and cut something off just to make it look like a D.
It's like an optical loop. You have to squint your eyes.
It is the strangest thing to me.
It looks to me like a D with a big squiggle in the middle.
No, I'm like 100% with you. I never knew that it's as a child.
As a child, I
didn't figure out that it said Disney.
I thought it was some funny thing.
That sounds
stupid. Because this is so prominent. The thing on the left, that loop, and this is also prominent. This thing down here.
He's like pointing to the curse.
I'm pointing to the curse. On the left side, that my eyes go to the left, and it doesn't go to the right.
I used to have a problem.
You know what I mean? So
y.
I see the left going to, you know.
I used to have a problem with the Y in Disney because I used to read that as a P.
Mm.
There's just, I see, yes, I can see that.
But I mean.
There's just too much
so
room.
So we
there's
all
too
thought
much
it's
on the left.
A Giznip.
Giznip.
Want to point that out.
You know, that famous company,
Giznip. Marvel's Giznip.
Marvel's Giznip. Or no. Giznip's Marvel. That's what it would be. It was backwards.
There's just a lot going on. It's a lot going on the
did
left
you know,
side, and then
did
as a
you
hook.
Know that in Kingdom Hearts or whatever, they have like an evil wizard? They call it Yeznid, and it's
Disney backwards.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Wait, have we talked that's about, good. I know we talked about Disney villains. Have we talked about like what our actual favorite Disney movie is?
I can't pick
oh my
a
God,
favorite.
So the other day.
Oh yeah, yesterday.
The other day. Yeah, was that really yesterday?
Yeah.
Shit.
I know.
Okay, so yesterday, guys. We've been having themes. So we had like a 90s day, then we had a 2000s to 2010s.
To clarify,
day.
This is the music that's playing in the office
oh,
while
yes.
we're
working.
Yes.
Yeah, we weren't
right
dressing
here.
Up.
We weren't dressing
although
up.
Although today, look, I'm like look at my new style.
The audience can't see that.
Oh yeah. Go and subscribe to the YouTube
yes,
channel.
Please.
Look at
so
that
you
plug.
Can see
holy shit.
My awesome outfit. Okay, so I look kind of like Jesse Spano from Spano.
You do.
Yeah,
holy
I know.
Holy shit!
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I have curly hair too, so that helps. Anyway, okay, so we were listening to Disney music yesterday. It was the Disney music day, and three songs in a row played for my favorite movies. It was amazing: Pocahontas, The Lion King, and Aladdin.
That order? Like that was the order that you like them?
Actually, yes.
Pocahontas,
wow.
Lion King, and then Aladdin.
Yes. I used to want to be Pocahontas. I still kind of want to be Pocahontas.
I think we all want to be Pocahontas.
I watched, we were talking about this star,
no,
but I used
I'm
to watch.
Big, honestly, not big. I like Pocahontas, not my favorite.
Okay, the real Pocahontas story
the real
story is
real fucked.
Horrifying.
Well, all
those
the stories.
Stories are fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Real Pocahontas, real person.
14 years
straight
old
up
person.
Real person.
See,
like the other legends and stories were stories.
Yeah.
Yes.
Here's the appeal of Pocahontas,
and the
though,
word
right? Like
savages.
Living, yeah,
just
living anyway. Living in the forest and like making your own, like making your own food, like out of the rocks. I remember going to Coloma where I grew up, and you would just see the holes in the rocks
Wait,
where they would like ground.
Making food out of rocks.
No. They use the rocks to like ground up the food. Like
oh,
they would
I
have
see.
The holes. What are
I
those
see.
Things called?
I don't know
what the inoffensive name for them is. I think we used to just call them Indian holes. But they were just like they were like the holes
like
in the
a
rocks where
and
they
pestle?
Would. They would like ground the like spices and like
yeah, it's like mortar and pestle, but yeah, in the ground.
I don't know if that's true. I don't know if we got lied to that was part of the. But we were like, yeah, that's from the Native Americans. But yeah, I remember going to that, just being fascinated, watching Pocahontas, and being like, I wish I could do that.
I love her design. Like her design is really dope and very unique as a Disney princess. Real cool.
I'm gonna multitask 1 second.
Go for it. Okay. Oh, while she's multitasking, let's just stop for a little HelloFresh.
HelloFresh.
HelloFresh. Wait, guys.
Huh.
Hello.
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 Hello. HelloFresh.
That was fun.
Thanks to HelloFresh for sponsoring this episode. We do it every. I think we walk in the office, and we go, "Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. HelloFresh. We do HelloFresh. We do that. We do that every day.
Keep sending us food, please.
HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service that makes cooking more fun so you can focus on the whole experience, not just the final plate. Each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. I did it right that time.
You did do it right this time.
I really had to focus. Seasoned home cooks short on time, not seasoned home cook shorts. Which is what I did the last two times. Yeah. HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed, so there's no food waste. And it's now offering light autumn meals, and it's just introduced breakfast options.
Light autumn meals?
Light
Ooh, breakfast
autumn
options.
Meals. And breakfast options.
Are you telling me autumn God. Designed That's these meals?
No. I'm saying that two full-time registered dietitians on staff review each recipe to ensure it's nutritionally balanced. Thanks for the segue, though.
Yeah.
Wait, can I tell my HelloFresh story now?
Let me plug the promo code real quick, and then you can do that.
Sorry. Yeah. You tell me when.
For $30. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Oh, I got a prior. I'm sorry, guys. I keep coming in a little late, too early. I'll
Hello.
Get this
Oh, I didn't know we were doing it again.
For $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30. That's WSL30 and get
If you make a HelloFresh meal because you got our discount, send us a picture in
Send
the
us
Slack.
A little picture in the Slack Salivation.
Or Twitter, whichever.
Tweet it at us.
Anything.
Send it to us as an owl. I want to see it. Wait, you had a story about HelloFresh.
Yes, I
Can
do.
Can you tell it really quick? Is that,
yes,
okay.
She's very quickly.
She's working right now.
I know.
So, I'm so sorry. I am, but it's cool work. So my mom decided a couple of weeks ago that she wanted to be healthier. Well, that's before she decided she wanted to be healthier. And she was like, how can I do this?
Right.
And HelloFresh has ads all over the place, especially apparently in Delaware. You know. I remember. I'm from Delaware.
Little Delaware plug. Hey, get that Delaware plug out of here. This is about HelloFresh.
You're
Hello.
Right. Okay, so HelloFresh was like the one that she kept hearing about. So she got it. And she was like, Lauren, this is amazing. You can actually make them in 30 minutes. Because certain other ones you can't make in 30 minutes. So apparently you can make HelloFresh in 30 minutes.
Wow.
And people who don't normally make food every night are very happy about it, including my mother.
Look at this.
And she's
Look
obsessed
that success story.
I mean, now she wants it like all the time.
Yeah. Now, I want it all. If I could have it all the time, I would have it all the time.
Agreed.
It's so good.
I
want it's so
breakfast.
Easy. I know.
And
I want
delicious.
It.
It's delicious.
It's so good. Dude, those cranberry. Here's the thing. We had cranberry turkey burgers the other day because they were so good when HelloFresh sent them that we
so
made
them
on. Yeah. Well, we were like, we want more.
Changing people's lives.
And I couldn't. They don't. We weren't going to be able to get delivered in an hour because, you know, because that's not the way it works. So I was like, I want those burgers that HelloFresh sent. So we went to the store and literally bought all the stuff. But the problem is, then when we got done, we had a bunch of cranberry shit left over.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of turkey left over. We had a bunch of seeds. And I was
like
what am I going to do with all of this? And so.
That's what HelloFresh is for. They don't leave any extras.
Yeah, because we had all the. We just got like little whatever we needed to make it. And that's.
A little fart.
we got everything we need, and there was no waste.
I
want
to start calling that sound the podcast fairy.
Yeah, this little podcast
Ooh,
fairy come to visit.
Is.
Yeah.
So anyway, for $30 off your first week of HelloFresh, visit HelloFresh.com and enter WSL30.
Yeah. I remember when I was a kid, it blew my mind when I figured out that W is called W because
it's two U's,
together.
God.
As a kid, I was like,
"What's funny
double
though is
two.
But
blew my mind.
But like, it's written double V. That's the right. weird yes. part.
So it should be double V.
I think, right. And then I was like, well, I want to go back to doing the loop.
Yeah, because you can do those, and it looks fine.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's how I write it. Like, when I write a W.
You do. I switch back and forth, but mainly I do scratchy.
I don't know. I can't think of I think I do the V's.
I think guys, I think we need a whiteboard so that we can write
try
things.
It. I know. We want to get
okay,
some more art.
You definitely
up here.
Do a double V.
Yeah, I just did.
From what I just saw.
I do that.
Yeah. That's a W.
And I think it'd be sharp.
I do a legit W.
This is
W.
a really strange conversation.
It's a very fonty conversation.
We need some more art up here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hey.
Please.
Get on it.
Sandra's working on it.
Sandra's working on some art.
Yeah.
Amazing.
This just in.
Sandra's working on some art.
We got a Cat and Pat poster already.
I'm still thinking about favorite Disney movies. I'm trying to narrow it down.
Oh, remember we talked about, one that's not talked about is Robin Hood.
Yeah, Robin Hood's fine, but it's not a favorite.
Oh, I used to
I've like never seen
Robin.
Moana.
I've never seen Moana.
Didn't we play it on the screen?
No, but he saw the last
10 minutes of it.
Okay, no. It's cute.
I want to watch it.
You have to watch Moana.
I think currently my favorite, like right now-ish, is Lilo and Stitch.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what a throwback.
Just, like, that's great. It's just like, but growing up, it was definitely 101 Dalmatians.
Oh.
I used to love that.
I love the
I have
intro
curly hair.
Yeah.
To that.
Me too.
I loved it because you could see the pencils.
I like the book, though, because it literally has page after page of dogs that look like they're humans. Like, you just look at, I wanted to have a curly hair dog.
I enjoyed the moments of it. Where you'd see the pencil sketches because of the Xeroxing technique that they would do to make that movie because they were going broke. And so they had to do shortcuts.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So a lot of the shortcuts were using Xerox machines and things like that. And they didn't clean up the lines because they couldn't afford to. But I love that you could see the pencil marks in the final product. It's my favorite thing. So as
that's
a kid,
so cute.
It's dogs. I could see art lines and I'm like, oh, my God, this is how a movie is made. So it was my favorite growing up. And then Lion King for a little while.
I love
was
Lion
favorite.
King.
And then right now, like, I mean, Little Mermaid's like as an adult, I appreciate more.
Hmm.
That movie goes by quick.
I really love Ursula.
But yeah, I think Lilo and Stitch is like my favorite, like story heart. Even though it doesn't have like the songs, it's just like it's such a good movie.
So the music, because we're talking about how we like that intro, and I love the music on that one. 101 Dalmatians. It's there's a composer, George Bruns. And he does the music for Robin Hood, Aristocats, 101 Dalmatians, Jungle Book, and Sleeping Beauty.
Nice.
And I was
I loved Sleeping Beauty.
So all the music, I'm like, yeah,
Sleeping
I really
Beauty
dig it.
Stylistically is one of like
beautiful.
The best movies.
I never got into Sleeping Beauty.
Story, I don't like the
story
at
not
all.
So great. Prince Philip, amazing. One of the few active old school Disney princes before Aladdin.
But why did he kiss her when she was asleep?
Because that,
right.
Cause race, cause not racism, because sexism.
Exactly.
I was like, wait, which
because
one is it?
But she
Disney.
Was dead, right?
In the old.
What about Snow White? Is that the same situation?
I mean, they
still. Literally for all of them.
They still made it better than the original story. In the original story, he doesn't kiss her. He, like, flat out, like, fucks her, and she's pregnant, and she wakes up when she gives birth to her twins.
Okay, what is wrong with human.
Why?
Because he's. Fuck she's so
all.
Pretty.
Fuck
it all.
She's
don't
so
fuck
pretty
it all,
and is in a cursed sleep, so.
See, that's why Robin Hood, in Robin Hood, he takes her to the Sherwood Forest, and they have a sweet, very
rich,
sweet moment.
Steal from the rich, give to the poor.
But then they have a sweet moment with Mary, yeah.
Yeah, original Sleeping Beauty. She gives birth to
horrifying.
The twins. They wake up. She's like, oh, I guess I have babies now. Becomes the queen. And I
just really
what
liked her dress.
I really like.
I don't actually think anything happens to Maleficent because she's just like, you didn't invite me to your party, and I'm a fairy, and that's what happens when you don't. And that was it. Like,
yeah,
she wakes up. Everyone in the kingdom also wakes up after she gives birth, and they're like, I guess we have twins now. Oh, weird. I think the prince's family. I think his mom ends up being like an evil queen too, and tries to like kill her kids, and then they kill his mom.
Wow.
If I remember right from the original Sleeping
Uplifting
Beauty.
Tale. I really like Tangled.
Tangled's
cute. I've only seen
Tangled,
the
also,
beginning
original
of
Rapunzel story.
Real fucked.
I've only seen the beginning of that movie.
It's good. Love the art in it. It's just the art is just
It's Glenn Keane is the animator of the guy who designed most of the characters in. Well, he designed Rapunzel.
Didn't they look like so their actors?
Yeah, because Glenn Keane designed Ariel, who's that's why all the Disney princesses kind of have that look.
After him.
Because he designed the quintessential Disney princess look. So that's why all the styling's similar.
Okay, wait. I like Brave. Is that a Disney movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay,
well,
I like
that.
That's a Pixar movie.
Damn it.
It's a Pixar movie, but Pixar and Disney are now co-owned, so it's technically a Disney movie.
So we're going to say
If we're saying Pixar movies are on the table, then this completely changes the conversation.
If we're saying Disney movies, I say the event. No, I'm kidding.
if we're saying Disney movies. Yeah, superhero movies. Okay, we have one more question. Somebody tweet us, just like Kevin Bacon, at Sunny1Barra tweet at We Stayed Late. What'd you learn this week? Anything you guys learned this week? Maybe not this week. Maybe between last week and this week. Anything you
learned? I don't know. You've been talking about Nickel a lot lately.
Yeah,
so
I have been talking about a lot of stuff because I'm working on some stuff. And there's just some weird facts that I've learned about stuff. Like the fact that that Nickel, I have to find it and make sure I have it right.
Nickel's the devil, you guys.
Yeah, so when they were trying to find...
Really?
Yeah, let me actually pull up so I don't get it wrong, but it was a fascinating...
I mean, if you rewind the podcast, I learned that Willow is named after Will.
That's true, we did just learn that.
That's a new revelation.
When they were discovering Nickel, basically they were trying to... They were looking in Germany. They were, like, in Germany, and they thought they found this thing that was... copper. Here it is.
But it was the wrong color.
Yeah, so in medieval Germany, a red mineral was found in the Ore Mountains that resembled copper ore. So it actually looked red. And
yeah, but copper is not red.
I don't know.
Okay.
A red mineral.
I see.
however, they said it's a red mineral and they found copper ore, or they thought it was copper ore, but when miners were unable to extract any copper from it, they blamed a mischievous sprite of German mythology named Nickel. Or Old Nick.
Oh my God, that's hilarious!
And so, keeping them from getting the copper, they thought this little mischievous sprite was keeping them from pulling the copper out of this thing, and so they called this this ore that they found that looked like copper, but you couldn't get copper out of. They called it Kupfernickel.
Oh my gosh, I love this.
So,
did any of this lead to Saint Nick?
No.
Because Cole Saint
old,
Nick, you know.
Oh yeah, no, this is Old Nick. So that's like in English, or not English mythology, but like Old Nick is parallel for the devil.
Horrifying.
So they were like, it's the devil keeping us from getting copper out of this whatever. And so they called it Kupfernickel because Kupfer means copper in German. And then in 1751, there was this guy Frederick Cronstedt who tried to extract copper from Kupfernickel. At this mine in a Swedish village, and instead of producing, instead of getting copper, he got a white metal that he named after the spirit that gave the original mineral its name, nickel. So it went from being Kupfernickel, which was the red mineral, to the white thing that was extracted from that, the like shiny white
devil's
metal.
Devil's copper.
Devil's copper, and then just to devil.
Great.
So
Nickelodeon,
Nickel,
the channel,
is a devil channel.
Is the devil's kids channel.
Great.
Well,
you have to put a little nickel in.
Yeah, you have to put a nickel in the thing. But really, nickel means devil. So really, you're putting the devil in.
Yes.
And you're getting a story.
This is amazing.
So anyway, that's what I learned this week about nickel. I had no idea that nickel meant the devil or meant,
me neither.
You know. Yeah. And it came from something called Kupfernickel. Mm-hmm. Which is a real fun name. But that's what I learned. You guys learn anything? Even not
things like
that. I
learned
that because
you like said that earlier. I was like, oh, that's what I learned today.
I feel like I learn so many things every day, so I can't pick.
Just pick one.
Oh, when you told us that Nickelback's were more than just a band.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When you said Nickelback's a foreign band, I was like, what are you talking about?
Nickelback.
Speaking of Nickel.
It's from Canada. I was like, oh. I was like,
they're from Canada.
That barely counts.
That's not foreign.
I love Canada, but I don't
we
consider
basically
Canada
consider them America.
Foreign. Mm. Like, to me, I'm like, oh, Canada's just like America's hat. It's like.
The sorting hat, so it has all the power.
It's just like nice America.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, on the topic of Nickelback, somebody asked us a question that relates to that, and I'm trying to find it because I read it. I think they said something about, like, what's the most embarrassing thing that most people don't like, like band or but like that you're embarrassed to tell people. No, it was what thing do we? I thought it was that question. It was what thing do you hate that everybody else loves? But this question is what's like a band or something
really
that you.
I'm crazy.
What's
like
a band?
If you like Nickelback? Like I don't like Nickelback.
I like Aqua.
What's that?
The Barbie Girl people.
Oh yeah.
I have both of their albums.
That's
I know all
amazing.
Their songs.
I loved ABBA.
I liked it.
Speaking
it's
of
all
A's.
Squeaky shit,
ABBA,
but I liked
ABBA,
it.
ABBA.
Who is that band? Oh my god, what is the name of this band?
Oh yeah. What is the most embarrassing band/artist you were ever/still are genuinely a fan of?
Genuinely. Okay. Well, when I was a kid, there was a cover. There's a band who did all the cover songs for ABBA. And I listened to them.
Oh my god, that's amazing.
And that's the only way I knew ABBA.
A-Teens?
Yes.
Yes, A-Teens. Yes. I forgot about them.
I loved A-Teens. They did the music for Lilo and Stitch.
Maybe that's how I got into
yeah.
it.
They did the I Can't Help Falling in. Mm-hmm. They did that song.
I don't know.
That was like the song in Lilo and Stitch, wasn't it?
No.
I remember
Lilo and Stitch was all Elvis songs.
What was the
I don't really know.
They might have done like something for the soundtrack, but
Is it 18? No, it's 18s. That's what it was, because it's a play on 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't help.
I'm trying to think of other shitty. I like a lot of shitty bands, so that's the thing. But I'm like.
Well, name them.
I like a lot of. I still.
Yeah, it's from Lilo and Stitch. 18s. Can't Help Falling in Love. Lilo and Stitch.
Yeah, that's maybe ending credits?
Yeah, I think so. And this is a real weird story. I think it was in third. Was I in third grade or fourth grade? Fourth grade. It had to be fourth grade.
I'm team fourth grade on that question.
So in fourth grade, I remember there was a girl that I liked. Not like it was fourth grade, so I didn't really know what that meant. But I wanted to go to Lilo and Stitch with her. And
oh my god, you were in fourth grade when Lilo and Stitch
and
came
so
out?
I remember we would put our backpacks in our cubbies at the front of the door of our class. And so I remember we would hang them on the thing and we put our stuff in the cubbies. And I remember we walked over to the cubbies and I asked her if she wanted to go see Lilo and Stitch. And she said yes. And then I got in the car to go home and that song was playing on the radio. And I was like, this is fate. It's fate. Oh, everything's fate.
I always think things are fate and it's total bullshit.
And then we went and saw Lilo and Stitch together.
That is so cute.
With her mom. But
did you turn into like fake boyfriend girlfriend for a day?
No.
Oh.
Was it the last time?
I was way too shy.
Aww,
way too shy.
So cute. It is cute.
But I just remember that's what I think of when I hear that when I hear that song. That's why I was like, I fucking know that's Lilo and Stitch because that song was on the radio, and it reminded me of the thing because they were like, it's from Lilo and Stitch, and so I thought it was fate. But yeah,
I'm trying to think. I liked Maroon 5. I genuinely like Smash Mouth. I still like Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
First CD ever owned. I still like them.
Oh, mine's Hanson. You did answer this because I was – wait, you had to have answered this because I remember listening to the question and being like, oh, yeah,
Hanson.
It's Hanson. I love Hanson.
What did I say?
I still genuinely love Hanson. I do.
Like them now or them back then?
All the time. All of them. All of it.
All three of them?
Yes.
What are they doing
all
now?
Of their
what do you
music.
Think they're doing right
they're
now?
They're family. They have families. That's literally what they're doing.
They probably made their money and they're just fine.
Yeah.
They're done.
What do you think they're thinking about right now, though?
They're family.
Crab. If I was Hanson, I'd be thinking of crab.
Crab.
Mm.
But really, they seem like great people.
I like
just
a lot
saying.
Of booty music.
They're from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I think they're all still there.
They're all in Tulsa still?
I don't know.
Hey,
us on the Slack.
Hanson, if you're listening,
let
us
know.
Tell us who you are. Where are you? What are you thinking about? Tweet at us.
Are you still beautiful?
I think I've dabbled with Kesha sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Kesha's
well,
great.
She's a great,
like
Kesha's
a great
fucking awesome.
Writer.
Yeah.
She's not that great of a singer.
Wait, didn't Kesha get
a
perfect
great
score on her
writer.
SATs?
I don't know.
I think she did.
She's very smart.
Yeah, Kesha is brilliant. I'm
Kesha,
pretty sure this is how I'm going to.
Perfect.
Even if she's not brilliant, you accept it, people. That's the end of my rant.
Kesha got a 1500 out of 1600 on her SAT.
That's pretty great.
That's fucking
That's
awesome.
Pretty amazing.
I want to get that.
I got a 1040.
Celebrity SAT score.
I don't
remember what I got.
I remember.
Let's not talk about this ever again because it's bringing bad, bad memories.
Okay.
Why? What
happened? I did get a 24 on my ACT, so that's fine.
You got a what?
24 on my ACT.
Oh. And that's out of 36?
32.
There was I barely got enough to be able to get a scholarship thing. You had to get a 24. I took it twice. I got a 23 the first time. And
you could take it more than once. I forgot about that.
Second time. Did you guys train? Do
you guys train for the ACTs?
Yes. I'm just not good at standardized tests. I'm not good at it.
Yeah. Me neither.
I loved standardized tests.
I'm not good at them.
I hate them.
I don't know why, but I was. Here's the thing. I didn't love them, but I was good at them.
I think there was just too much pressure.
I knew how to take them.
If you fail at this, you're not going to college.
And I took that as a challenge, and I was like, fuck the world, I'm doing it. So that I don't know why, but I like those where I'm just like, yeah, that's C. B and D don't make any sense, and I don't think it's A, so it's definitely C. And I just,
you know, the problem with today is that we no longer know how to critical think.
Right.
And that's a problem with standardized testing.
Yeah.
So, you know.
I just didn't like them because I wasn't good at picking apart the stuff. I'd get stressed out about it and go, this isn't, I just knew this felt, didn't feel like the way you would solve real world.
Yeah, that is true. I knew that it wasn't realistic to real world stuff.
I wasn't on board.
Yeah. I also thought it was kind of like a race. Like, you know, when people at the beginning are done so fast and you're like, oh my God, I have an hour and a half to go.
I remember I would read the questions before I read the passage. Like, if there's a passage to read, and then there were questions you had to answer, I'd read all the questions before I read the passage. That way, as I'm going through it, I would just underline the answers to all the questions.
Oh, that's smart.
Okay.
A little tip for people who are still doing SATs.
You're a great critical thinker.
Go to the answers first. Go to the questions first, then read the passage. I don't know if they teach that, but that was my...
That would have helped me.
Yeah, because then you don't have to go... Here's the thing. You have to go through it twice, right? So that was the problem with getting through it fast is that you would read the passage. You wouldn't know what you're looking for. And then you'd read the questions and go, I know that somewhere, but where is it? Then you spend 10 fucking minutes looking through the passage trying to find the one sentence that you need to answer that question. And by that point, you're... the test is almost over. So, so anyway.
Did you ever get that test? I got it like in third grade. It was like 20 questions. And then the last question says, don't take this test.
Oh, yeah, I remember those.
And it was like this whole like practice of like reading through.
You fall for that once, and then you never fall for that again.
Yeah. But it was like read through before you start just going at it.
I did that with a homework assignment. I filled the whole thing out.
And then at the end?
And at the end it said... At the beginning, at the end it said, leave all of the answers blank and write your name here.
That's funny.
And I was like,
so I was never given this torture test.
It was Mr. King, I'm calling you out.
I had a
Mr.
King
in science class. He was my favorite
science teacher.
Did they live here?
No.
They divorced.
They divorced. So dark.
She got her finger shot off in like some. Okay.
What?
That's another podcast.
No, that is this podcast. What happened?
She like went hunting or something in like New York one time, and I was no longer in the grade, but my brother had her, and he came home and was like, "Yeah, Miss King got her finger shot off."
Nice. Shit.
Nice.
That's not good.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Well, Mr. King was awesome. He would play Boston.
Oh yeah!
In class while we were doing tests and stuff.
I had one that played Linkin Park. That was a good teacher.
Whoa.
Okay, Boston. That's great.
Yeah, but Boston was pretty.
Oh, I'm not embarrassed
by test taking.
That's another one.
Yeah.
Linkin Park. I still fucking love Linkin Park. And I feel very heartbroken.
I associate Linkin Park with Harry Potter, though. That's my
connection. If you listen. I'm sorry. Really quickly, you listen to the most, it's like, someone should have done something about this.
Yeah.
Anyway, what did you say?
I was saying I associate early Linkin Park songs with Harry Potter because I was reading it at the time.
Me and James Taylor. That's me and James Taylor.
But I could imagine Harry singing all the Linkin Park songs because he's an angsty teenager.
He's so angsty.
True, especially book 5. You just wait till you get to that.
I'm not there
yet.
It's
one of my favorite books.
He turns into a little angry teenager for a little bit.
Very angry 15-year-old.
Well, yeah, he goes through that. You know that stage.
I used to listen to Linkin Park, and I had my CD player and then my N64. I would unplug the audios from the N64, and I'd get my stereo, and I would plug it into the TV. So I would play Linkin Park while I played Star Fox.
And oh, my God.
What was the – was it Breaking Benjamin?
Yeah.
You guys remember that band?
Yes.
I remember Breaking Benjamin.
Okay, so I remember I got a Breaking Benjamin CD for, like – my birthday one year, somebody bought it for me, and I put it on, and I was a shy little like weird kid who didn't listen to hardcore music. And I remember I put it on. I was listening to it. I was like, this is I didn't think it's like, this is what I said, but I was like, this is fucking intense. Like, it's really intense. Like, this is very intense for me right now. I don't know how I feel about this. And then my mom heard it, and she was like, you cannot listen to this.
Oh, my God.
Because it was, like, about...
I feel like you followed
the rules. I don't know any of... I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I was the rules kid. I followed lots of rules when I was a child.
My mom
I've learned what
when
rules
I
can break
Good
now. But.
Oh, my God. I love Good Charlotte. I still love Avril Lavigne.
Breaking Benjamin?
Yeah.
It was great.
Shit's about to get so real. Dark. And then it goes on.
But it's like that dark rock. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, that was like, my
you
like
do not
seventh
listen
grade.
To this. Why do you listen? Why are you listening to this?
My sixth, seventh, and eighth grade, I moved from preppy girl to punk to fake goth and then back to preppy
girl.
Did
you dress goth?
Yeah, man. Balloon pants and everything.
What?
All
balloon
black.
Pants were the greatest.
Studs? Yeah. Yeah, dude. Can you imagine?
No.
I know. It's great.
I wanted to go through like a punk emo phase, but my mom wouldn't let me.
My mom helped me. It was
never
weird.
Too late.
Not too late.
So. Never too late.
I'm good now. I don't need it. I have my occasional witchy clothes that I like
to
wear.
Guys,
but like
next
it's
week,
not
dress up phase. Guys, my last day is Monday.
Oh, no.
So I
you didn't have to say that.
Oh.
Because we're going to try to keep having you back.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You're going to be back?
So we can dress up next time I'm back.
Yeah.
All punk.
We'll just do a punk day.
Yeah.
We'll just dress up
You're
punk.
You're going to Rolly Jeremy Jam, right?
I pretty... yes.
Okay.
I can do it.
I said
you can
yes
do it with,
your hair. Such conviction. But there are the two things that may or may not stop me.
Okay.
But probably,
there
yes.
we go. I'm feeling more punk already.
Oh, perfect. Look at that, Spencer. See, this is why everyone
what
needs
did you
to
do?
Watch YouTube.
What did you do?
I messed up my hair slightly more than
oh,
it already
okay.
is usually
I'm like, you
look
exactly the same.
Yeah. I tried to make it into a little faux hawk, but it didn't work.
No,
it just
went to the side. Yeah,
do you ever mohawk it-ish? What?
I don't know that word. I'm going to pretend I do. I'm going to pretend you said, do you ever make
faux
it into a mohawk?
It?
Yeah.
Faux hawk
it. I haven't. You know, when it's shorter, it's a lot easier to do stuff with. Mm-hmm. When it gets this long, like I need a haircut really bad. When it gets this long, it's just kind of like whatever the fuck it wants to do, it's going to do it. And I just have to kind of go along with it.
I want to see how long you could grow it and keep it spiky and up.
Oh, you don't even know. In college, I should show you pictures.
Everyone in college has their hair.
I'll post it on the Slack. There is a picture of me with my hair like down to my shoulders, and it's still the same style. Where
That's
it's
amazing.
Just crazy. And
you go Super Saiyan with that.
It was nuts. I looked awful. I don't know why I was allowed to do that. It's because I was in college and nobody told me no. Yeah, who's gonna tell me no?
No one.
Nobody.
I'm like, I'll just do this.
Yeah. Well, I just here's the thing. I just didn't get a haircut. It wasn't that I was like purposely like, I'm going to grow my hair long, be a rebel and do.
Right.
I was like,
I'm not getting a haircut.
That's like $12. I'm not getting my haircut.
Yeah.
That's true.
I need
that's a lot of food.
That is like six meals.
That's 12 ramens.
I didn't cut my hair
ramens.
For like 2 years in college.
For
I have
2 years?
Hair. Yeah. I have really long hair.
That's a long time to not cut your hair.
I know.
Weren't the ends like fucked up? I don't know anything about hair.
I guess.
That's just kind of what I assume happens
to
hair.
I used to go like, I used to go
my last one was a year and a half.
I think the longest I've gone is 2.5 months.
Yeah, I've probably gone... Well, when I was growing it out longer, I went a while. But, like, normally, it's a couple of months. Normally, it's
maybe
like a month
months.
And a half. Yeah, 2 months.
Wow. Oh, man. I can't do that. Curly hair problems. Yeah,
I know,
actually,
both
you
of you guys.
Curly hair, right?
Yeah.
So,
that's why I got this hat on.
Hey, guys, in the comments... Comment
no,
about
no, no,
how
no,
much
no.
you hate
Hello,
the Cowboys.
Another podcast has ended. Thank you so much. My name is Luis Gonzalez.
I'm Starlene Hahn.
I'm Spencer Stark.
Oh, I'm Lauren Reinhardt.
Goodbye.
And thanks for the
Hello Fresh.
Oh, yeah.
WSL 30.
Yes.
She knows the deal.
What to do?
I can't whistle or do the
Goodbye.
Weird.
Goodbye. Sweet dream. A sweet.
Hello.
What?
Yep.
Hello.
Too far.
And we're out.